It is Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Muthokar, and with me is Jody Biznoska, Vice President of Communication with Walton Arts Center.
Yes, indeed.
Hello.
Hi, happy Artisphere Day.
I know, you're wearing this nice green T-shirt.
I have my beautiful green T-shirt on.
And you have like a beautiful brochure.
Yeah, Artisphere starts tonight.
Uh-huh.
Very excited. All kinds of things happening tonight. If you're coming out to First Thursday in Fayetteville, we'll have a booth up there. Okay. So you can pick up the program and get information about everything. And then hopefully maybe wind your way down to Walton Arts Center, where we're going to have quite the party. And I'm sitting here looking at a blue sky, which means it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Right.
So we will have at 4 o'clock, we'll have a farmer's market down there, and then we will have Three Penny Acre performing. And we will transition later on to a Canadian fiddler named April Virch, mm-hmm. fantastic musician. We'll also be opening our new gallery exhibition. It's called Structuring Nature, and it's five different artists who look at how humans and nature interact in buildings in some way. So very interesting. That's going up right this very second. They're down there hanging up all the pieces. So we'll have that open, and our curator will be there to sort of take you on a little tour through the exhibition and tell you about the artwork. And we will have food for sale, and we'll have all kinds of artistry information available. And then we will later on be welcoming Michael Pollan,
right,
our sort of keynote, for lack of a better term, and Kyle from KOAF will be facilitating a conversation with him. And Michael Pollan, if you aren't familiar with his name, you may be familiar with his books.
Right.
So he's written In Defense of Food.
Right. The Omnivore's Dilemma.
Correct. And his new book is called Food Rules.
Hmm.
And it's very fun. One of the reasons we love it as part of Artisphere is it has some very simple ways that you can eat better, but it's also accompanied by some beautiful drawings and paintings. So it's a nice marriage of the literature and the arts. So that is tonight, and that's going to be a heck of a night. We're very excited. Everything, with the exception of Michael Pollan that I just mentioned, is free and open to anyone. So come down and see us. And tomorrow we will have another busy evening. We will head up to the Bentonville First Friday. Music starts there at 5 o'clock with a local, I believe he's a local musician. But then we will also have April Virch, the fiddler that I mentioned. She'll be playing up there. And then we will have Daly and Vincent, a very exciting award-winning bluegrass group. Everything there is completely free, open to anyone. Saturday, speaking of Bentonville, we will be up at the Crystal Bridges Trails to
right.
be doing the...
I'm very excited about this.
We are so thrilled that this is happening. This is the first time, you know, obviously, that we've gotten to do this particular trail mix. We call it the Trail Mix Concert Tour, and we get to do it in Bentonville at Crystal Bridges, which I was just up there 2 weeks ago walking those trails. It's stunning. And the idea of listening to six different kinds of music when you round the corner and hearing some new bluegrass or Cajun or Celtic or jazz or whatever, it's really going to be wonderful. That starts at 1 p.m.
Okay.
There's a lot going on up in Bentonville Saturday morning. There's Crystal Bridges is opening their new special exhibition.
Oh.
And there's things going on at Compton Gardens. There's the Bentonville Farmers Market. I think it's going to be pretty crowded up there, so I just want to warn anyone who's coming up and coming to Trail Mix that you're probably going to have to park a little ways away and walk to see us.
Right.
But we'll be starting the Trail Mix at the Terrell Sky Space. So that's just down the road a little bit from Compton Gardens. So you can start there, and then you can wander your way through the beautiful trails. So that's Saturday. Sunday, we will do Trail Mix again. And so we'll pack everything up and we'll take it down to Fayetteville. We'll do Trail Mix along the Lake Fayetteville bike trails. So you can start this Trail Mix. You can either start at the Botanical Gardens or you can start at North Shore Park and wend your way around that way. This one is, I would say, it's a little more spread out than the Bentonville one. You can walk it, but I think if you want to get all the bands in the two-hour time frame, probably should have a bike, if possible. So, again, that goes from 1 to 3:30, and that's along the Fayetteville Trails. There's free parking at both entrances. And then at 4:30, we will have a free family concert at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, a wonderful children's band called Milkshake. And then on Monday, No Rest, we will have one performance of the Beatles tribute show called Rain. And it's as close as you will get to hearing the Beatles. So that's at 7 o'clock on the 7th, which is a Monday. On the 8th, which is Tuesday, we will have Five Finger Death Punch out at the Amp.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Yes, they're a metal band.
Of course.
So, yes. So that's the 8th. And while all of this is going on, we're also going to be welcoming two visual artists here as part of Artisphere. And I'm sure we're going to talk more about both of these projects. But one is by a Fayetteville native called Massey Burke. And she will be creating a piece along the Nadine Baum Studios, on the Nadine Baum Studios lawn in Fayetteville. She will be working for almost 3 weeks here. She'll be having community volunteers with her. So you'll start to see that sprout up along the lawn outside of Nadine Baum Studios. And then we will also have Patrick Doherty, and he's going to be creating a stickwork piece that lives on the Walton Arts Center campus. And so he will work with probably 60 to 100 volunteers over the course of 3 weeks to build this. And so you'll be able to watch it grow as it sort of comes to life outside the Walton Arts Center. Skipping ahead to next weekend, I want to get, for those of you who have ever come out to see Momix or any of our Cirque projects or any of our dance performances, we have a company coming in on the 10th and the 11th called Diavolo. And they do some really interesting explorations
of movement. Some pretty dangerous stuff.
Yeah, they're flying off of structures, and they're jumping from high places and flipping and tumbling and doing all kinds of fun things. So we're going to have two performances of Diavolo on the 11th and the 12th. Those are part of our 10x10 art series, so the tickets are only $10. And we will have pre-show conversations prior to each of those with the company, so we'll get to learn from them. Also, on the 10th of May, we'll have a masterclass with them. So any dancers out there who would like to learn from this company can sign up. And then also on the 10th, we'll have Wilco out at the Amp.
Yes.
There are still tickets available, but I think it's safe to say Wilco is a favorite.
Right.
Mostly I would think of Fayetteville, but I know there's a lot of people coming in from outside of Fayetteville to see it. But and that's just a little bit of Artisphere. That's sort of our first round. Artisphere this year works in two sections. So we have this section now, which is really about outdoor music and family and movement. And then in June, we will bring back the Artisphere Festival Orchestra for three concerts and a bunch of chamber concerts throughout the region. So lots of Artisphere yet to come.
Jody, remember to breathe.
Yes. Thank you. It's a great day. We're really excited. It's been we've been building up to this for a long time, and of course everybody gets a little bit giddy when there's no rain on the forecast.
I know.
So we're pretty excited.
And autospherefestival.org?
Correct. You can also go to waltonartcenter.org for tickets, or you can call us at the box office 443-5600.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.